Virtual reality headsets have finally hit the consumer market. We wondered when that phrase, virtual reality, first showed up on NPR. It's a perfect candidate for our series,
First Mention.
This is when we try to track down in our archives the first time a person or concept was heard on our air. Now, the search for virtual reality took us to August 8th, 1989. That's when our co-host Robert Siegel introduced a story this way.
What science fiction writers have dreamt of for decades, scientists now say is possible, to simulate reality, to create, with the aid of a computer, a lifelike world of the imagination, a place not bound by physical laws or reason. Computer scientists call the concept virtual or artificial reality.
He was introducing a piece by WBUR reporter David Barron on a new virtual reality computer system and the man behind that technology.
One of the greatest proponents of virtual reality is 29-year-old Jaron Lanier. Lanier holds no bachelor's degree or high school diploma, yet some call him a visionary.
Now, 4 years earlier, according to Barron, Lanier had started VPL Research, a California company that built virtual reality systems. Here's Lanier describing it.
It's basically this new kind of reality. It feels as real as the physical world, but you can change it. You can make it anything you like.
The reporter David Barron found it took more than just a computer to create this virtual world.
Making it appear real to people requires special equipment. Most importantly, a device Lanier calls an iPhone.
That's an EYE iPhone. Oversized goggles with two miniature video monitors inside that produce 3D images.
What happens is as you move your head, the images that you see create this illusion that you're moving around inside an imaginary world that's really there. And the illusion is completely compelling.
Lanier's VR system also included a data glove. The glove allowed users to move objects in the virtual environment. But there were problems with what Lanier's system could do. Barron tried it out and reported that the images were blurry and cartoon-like. He also found a noticeable delay between when he turned his head and when the image turned before his eyes. Also, people were advised to stop the experience after 45 minutes. David Barron couldn't even take it that long.
After about 15 minutes, I'm feeling disoriented and a tinge queasy. This condition sometimes called simulator sickness.
Back in 1989, there was another big issue with virtual reality, the cost. The whole rig, headset, computer, it ran a whopping $250,000. Jaron Lanier's venture into the business of virtual reality did not take off. His company filed for bankruptcy the following year, in 1990. But Lanier has continued pushing the bounds of science and technology, and in 2010, Time magazine named him one of the 100 most influential people in the world.